Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape. This is episode 2 of the AMC Stock Story. And in episode 1, I talked about being in my 20s, setting up a Roth IRA, and at the time having about $1,000 extra in cash in there. And in the spring of 2012, Facebook went public. And by that summer, the stock had fallen to about $20 a share. And I thought it'd be a good idea to maybe buy some of that Facebook stock at around $20. I used $600 of the $1,000 that was sitting there in cash and bought 30 shares. And when it doubled a year later, to about $40 a share, I wasn't smart enough to buy more. I thought it had already doubled. Why would I do it at that point? And even as my wife encouraged me to keep buying it, I never did. I never added another share of Facebook. And in 2021, those 30 shares, they were worth about $9,000. And it always haunted me that, you know, if I had invested more of what I had in that Roth IRA into Facebook, I could have had, you know, easily six figures at that point. It always haunted me. Now, you know, I didn't have a spectacular career. I was an aspiring writer, screenwriter, and then later in life, I wrote some novels. You can listen to them for free on this podcast. Zone and A Universe Apart are on there. You can also find them on Amazon under Russell Corey as the author. And I have a website, russellcorey.com. I've made very little money as a writer. And when I say very little, I mean very little. Mostly I work, you know, as a coordinator. I've been a project manager. You know, I did okay. But especially working for Disney was a lot of fun. But I never made, you know, the big money. And I never, you know, was a big, you know, high-ranking executive either. My focus was really on writing and not on, you know, pursuit of my career. And I, you know, I paid the price for that. I went into a high-risk endeavor, and it didn't pay off. And that's kind of like the stock market sometimes. Some things are very high-risk, and they don't pay off. But, you know, by January 2021, and I'm going to talk about GameStop in a moment, but I kind of want to say, where was I? At that point, you know, the nation had gone through almost a year of COVID and being shut down and people working from home, kids not going to school. And our family was affected by that. We were lucky. None of us ever really got sick from COVID. So we were lucky we could work from home. Our son, you know, he was in first grade and he started the fall of 2020 doing full-time remote school. My wife and I tried to make it work with both our jobs, working longer hours and taking, you know, time off in the after morning and afternoon for one of us to sit with him while he did his school. And that wasn't working. I ended up leaving, you know, my job. And I was working some side hustles to bring cash in at night and on the weekends. And just sitting with him full time and just kind of help take care of the house. And my wife, you know, our health care was with her job. So, you know, she went back to her normal hours. And we did the best we could. And I was always, you know, still trying to write, still trying to do podcasting, trying to come up with some books, anything. I started doing some Kickstarter stuff, trying to find anything to bring in some extra money. Nothing was working. Nothing was working. I win the Ralph Cramden Award. I don't know if anyone, Ralph Cramden's before a lot of people's time, but the Honeymooners. And he was the guy who always had, you know, he was always telling his wife, this is going to be it, Alice. His wife was Alice. He always had some scheme or something coming up that was going to get him $1 million. And I was like that. Whether it was an idea for a story, a book, a movie script, or, a Kickstarter or game or cards, that, you know, I was trying to come up with anything to help bring some extra income and to, you know, do something, be proud of. And nothing was working. And all of a sudden, I hear on the news about people investing in GameStop. What do I know about GameStop? It's a store at the mall. I was never a huge gamer. You know, Atari 2600 for me. And even Coleco, ColecoVision and Television, those were my games. And the real arcade games, early mid-80s arcade games. I was never a Nintendo person. My younger brother, he was more Nintendo. And after that, stuff just got way too advanced and complicated for me. I like my games pretty simple. But I'd gone into GameStop a couple times. My wife likes to game. We got a Wii, and we would go there looking for games every once in a while. So that's what I knew of GameStop. And all of a sudden, I hear about these people investing in GameStop stock and getting rich. And you saw these stories on the news. And it was crazy. And it made me think a little bit about Facebook, only in the sense that, hey, you know, you can make some investments and they pay off. It's just that the Facebook investment was sort of based on fundamentals and Facebook finally showing that they could make money with advertising and capturing their users' information. And it took a while. You know, it took a long time for it to really get up there in value, but it did. When it did, it took off pretty good. GameStop was crazy. This was insane that these were younger people investing in it on Reddit. And, you know, they would create these memes for it, and they had all these different terms for attendees, and it happened so quick. But again, I remember watching the news stories when it did the big run, and then Robinhood took away the buy button, which stalled them out. And I thought that was the end of the story, that the people that were smart enough to sell GameStop stock when it was going up $300, $400. They were the smart ones. They got all the dumb people to follow them and invest in it. And the people who didn't sell soon enough and got stuck with this stuff, you know, they got screwed. You know, the guy that bought one share at $300 and then the next day watched it go down to like 40 bucks. Too bad for you. The people that bought, you know, 100 shares at $2, you know, a while ago, you know, they were the smart ones. And I thought that was the end of the story. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. But I thought at the time, you know, if they do this again, I kind of want to be in on it. Because I'd kind of like to make some easy money like that. But I wasn't a big Reddit person. I didn't immediately go to the Reddit boards and start following that stuff. But I was aware of it. Well, come May, things changed. And in the next episode, I'm going to talk about AMC in May 2021.